you are listening to Davin's End. I'm going to call in 845-986-8804. Heard the chat is fairly active tonight, so you can go into the den pen, participate. They're having a good time in there, Pip.
They're all doing calisthenics. You said they were very active.
Right. And we talked about partying and Pip getting felt up. So,
wait a minute, what?
We talked about partying and you getting felt up. That's what we did in the first portion of the show, did we not? Were you not here?
I wasn't felt up that way.
Well, you could have been if you weren't such an ornery prick about it.
I know, that's
true.
You would
have been a team player.
Yeah, no.
But you were... Oops, what the hell did I just do? Oh, there it goes. Things disappear and I get concerned.
You know what? That happens to me with my wallet.
What?
Sometimes I think I have more money than I do. I don't remember spending it. It's
called being broke.
It. Yeah.
It's called buying everybody a watch.
I wouldn't do any such thing.
Joe? So Joe, you ready for a little Savage Medicine?
Yes.
All right, let's play the Savage Medicine theme. We haven't played this in a long time.
I know.
Let me get that queued up. Savage Medicine. Useful having a musician on crew.
It is.
It most certainly is. All right, so this is the game where we have stories. Joe came up with the stories, and we have to decide if they are real medical issues that happened to somebody, mm-hmm. or if these are hoaxes or made up.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Are we? Are they playing?
They can play if they want. How many stories we got tonight, Joe?
6 to 7.
Do you want to do them all tonight, or you want to keep a couple in the barrel and go with 5 tonight?
Let's do 5. You're the boss. Yeah, we'll do 5.
All right. Unless you want to do less. 1 to 5?
No, let's do 5.
Let's do 5. We'll do yeah. 5. We'll do 5 tonight, and Joe can keep those other ones in the barrel where Pip usually resides.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to shove over my stuff.
So, yeah, if you want to play, you just when Joe's done reading the story, you just say whether you think it's a real medical issue or you think it's a hoax. And no searching the internet to find out. That's why we can't give you prizes tonight.
That's right.
You
no
can't
cheats.
Be trusted. You can't be trusted.
Yeah, you got a point. We're not stupid. Well, not on this issue.
Not that we give away stuff that anybody would like want to cheat for, but I think the next thing we're going to give away, I'm thinking the next thing we give away is the Davin's Den Best Of CD.
Yeah.
I think we'll give those away very shortly.
Yeah.
Depending on what we decide post-show as far as where these are getting made.
Yes.
I showed Pip the artwork.
Right.
On the CD.
Good.
She was happy with it, and I'll show it to you afterwards.
Good. We're getting there.
We don't have a choice. We got a show in a month. All right. First Savage Medicine, Joe.
Okay. After two deaths, one in Michigan and Florida, a bulletin has been issued by the FDA that anyone wearing a yellow bracelet on their wrist must have it reviewed. This is due to the fact that the Lance Armstrong yellow Livestrong cancer bracelets look almost identical to the yellow Do Not Resuscitate bracelet worn by people refusing medical treatment. Besides the two deaths...
Oops.
Oopsie day. Yeah, really. Just trying to help out cancer, and now I'm flying it as an angel.
I want to live strong, not die fast.
Besides the two deaths, paramedics in Sacramento, California, refused to treat an accident victim, thinking it was the bracelet, refusing medical treatment. In reaction to these incidents, the Livestrong Foundation are in talks to change the color of their bracelets. True or false?
I'll go give my first answer, and then I'll let Pip guess, and then I'll give my reasoning behind it.
Okay.
Because I don't want to sway you one way or the other.
Okay.
I think this is false.
I think it's false.
All right. Now, the reasoning I said this... The reason I said it, I thought it was false was because I just get the feeling that if it was like, what's his name, Lance Armstrong?
Mm-hmm.
That if it was, they'd be in the news because everyone wants to bust his ball. You know? really? That gets a spit take? All right. Fine. What? I take the low-hanging fruit. I'm not going to complain.
You don't usually hear it that way.
Oh, that's funny. I love that.
I'll take the lone grapefruit joke.
You better see somebody about that.
I mean, I just saw a recent biography on him, mm-hmm. another movie about him, And then it mentioned, and I just can't help but think I would know about this.
I just think that those Livestrong bracelets are so famous that you'd think that somebody would have researched if it was the same as the DNR bracelet.
Yeah, so we,
you know.
So you and I, has anybody else weighed in?
Yeah, Lisa says it's real, and Trucker Tom says it's false.
Well, you know, if history shows itself, always WWTD.
TD, yeah.
But it's a WWTTD. What would Trucker Tom do?
Yes, yes.
When it comes to our games.
Yes.
That might be new. Use that.
WWTTD. Well, first he would grill on the hood of his truck.
No, he grills on the back.
Is that where he does
That's what he done on the between the fifth wheel. There's a little grate section, a little plan he puts
you
his grill.
You certainly know about the fifth wheel. Yes. All right, Joe.
It does sound personal where he grates.
Yes. All right, Joe.
So what, now you weigh in?
We both said false.
Correctamundo!
Yay! All right.
That's for goddamn ridiculous.
So that was a myth? Obviously, you didn't make that up. It was too detailed.
No, it was too detailed. It was a myth.
Okay.
A
myth. Oh, okay.
As everybody goes to Snopes.com.
I know. And I thought, that was almost really good.
It
because
was a good
it's plausible
one.
Enough.
It was a good one.
Look, things are that stupid in
yes.
real life
yes.
that it could happen. That's why
but
I picked
I,
the
I
story.
Just, I just think my logic is so on point. We would have heard about this.
Yeah.
Everybody's out to bust his ball.
I'll take it as a win.
Oh, that's funny.
that
all
was
right.
good.
So Pip and I are tied up at one.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
Feeling pretty good, Pip.
Yeah, so far so good.
And Lisa's losing.
Yes, she's the only one that picked the wrong one.
That nobody else wants to play?
That's it so far.
Nobody likes our game.
Game's a good game.
You're damn right it is. All right, ready for the second story?
Yes.
Okay, a World War II veteran came into the London clinic with a hemorrhoid problem.
Hold on here. This is Pip's area.
Wait a minute. This is my area.
I almost feel like this story isn't fair because everything ass is right in Pip's wheelhouse.
This isn't a deposition.
It's
a biased jury.
I have an unfair advantage.
I've had a fissure in my asshole. I can't be part of this jury.
I have to recuse myself.
Saying, I feel like she has an unfair advantage. I'm just saying.
Wait a minute.
I feel she's her ass expert.
What's up your ass? Facts. Facts, my friends.
I have to recuse myself from all the ass stories.
The truth is up my ass. That's where it resides.
I kind of feel like if there was an ass story, you would have brought this to our attention somehow.
Now, if I was such an expert about it, I wouldn't have been using all those Preparation H alcohol-filled wipes. I was not an expert.
But you're always blind to your own ass.
Sorry, yeah, I'm only interested
in my... You
can't
see what's behind you.
I'm only interested in my own ass, not others. Please proceed.
I can see these mugs, Pips, bend over on the table. What are we... I am here to look up Pip's ass. We are here to find the truth. And they all came to Pip's ass. There was pilgrimages to Pip's ass.
To find...
It's a mecca ass.
It's a mecca ass.
Oh, let us see into the future.
Are they talking in tongues? No, they're spitting up.
ISIS didn't behead her. They cut off her ass.
Listen, don't say tongues and my ass in the same sentence.
Why?
Thank you very much.
People enjoy that.
No, yeah. No, they won't.
I didn't. We'll leave it there. All right, Joe, go on with this asteroid story.
A World War II veteran came into a London clinic with a hemorrhoid problem. One painful hemorrhoid would often hang down, and he was in the habit of pushing it back up with an artillery shell.
What?
Ah!
Yes. On this occasion, the shell got stuck.
On this occasion?
On this occasion.
Years, and it had been working fine.
Right.
I shoved a shell up his
yes.
ass.
On this occasion, the shell got stuck. Doctors were going to remove it, but the man told them the shell was still live. So the hospital called in the Army Bomb Disposal Squad.
What happens if he farts? Is that thing going to go off? You can't take a dump. You can't fart.
That's a different kind of bomb.
You can't whistle Dixie out of that thing.
It was a series of the last tone you're going to whistle.
What?
Be the last song you'd ever whistle.
Man, that's a lot of pressure.
That's a lot of explosion.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
I was talking about the fart.
Explosive diarrhea. Thank you. Thank you.
No.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm bringing up the funny.
Just a side story. Watch that Jackass.
You have a side story.
Yeah, just that Jackass movie. My dirty old grandpa. I think it's called. Guy. We watched it yesterday. The funniest movie I've seen in
really?
Years. It's talking about explosive diarrhea. If you haven't seen it, TiVo it. Do whatever you got to do.
Well, gee, Joe, what a recommendation. If you want to see something with explosive diarrhea,
or if you want to get explosive diarrhea,
wipes.
Laughing like we were laughing like imbeciles for hours.
Well, that's the only way you know how. See, there you go again.
So,
All right, Joe. All right. So he's got a live munition up his
rear. Right. So on this occasion, the shell got stuck. Doctors were going to remove it, but the man told them the shell was still live. So the hospital called in the Army Bomb Disposal Squad, who built a lead box around the man's anus to defuse the shell before it could be removed.
A lead box?
I know people who need a...
Well, you want to be careful. What if it goes off? You have a lead box, it can defuse the shrapnel.
This reminds me of the scammer African porn. I mean, is somebody going to get laid before they take the munition out of his ass?
Really?
All right.
I know some people that need a lead box built around their ass. Now, just for the sake of humanity.
All right, Pip, you go first on this one.
I think it's bizarre enough to be true.
Yeah, I kind of agree. This is just stupid enough to happen.
They stick something, live ammo up his ass.
Why wouldn't you?
You know, when you're bored, it's a Thursday night. Why don't you?
Why not play Russian roulette with your ass?
You could.
What is the den pen weighed in with?
They have not weighed in yet. I think that they're still considering. This is really... I don't know. It's just bizarre enough to be true.
It's just stupid enough to be true.
But the part that made me go, is when they said the hemorrhoid was hanging down.
Yeah, I mean, that's a nice detail right there.
Yeah.
You get some low-hanging hemorrhoids. That's a winning detail, because you can't wear your tighty-whitey briefs if you got low-hanging hemorrhoids.
And imagine if I could make it and the cat's around. You know?
Rip that to shreds.
Right,
it's
I know.
Like a catnip ball.
It is.
Yeah, it's a cat toy. Everybody is weighing in with true.
All right.
Story is ridiculous. It's stupid. It's true.
Oh, my God.
100%.
Oh, we're doing well. All right.
Wow, everybody on board. That's so funny.
Stupid British.
Lisa says only the Brits. Really? Who sticks ammunition up their ass?
Is that a Union Jack? No, it's a bomb up my ass.
Is that a bomb up your ass? Or are you just happy to see me?
Really, man? Talking about medical attention. That's terrible.
I know. Now, you know, you see those ridiculous medical sites where people have...
I'm assuming that's where Joe went.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Well,
I don't think that was in the New York Times.
No. But people have like a light bulb up their ass. I was fascinated. How'd you get that up there without it crushing?
Slowly. Well, no, you get the new energy efficient ones, the corkscrews. It goes much nicer.
Much better than the old incandescent.
And you could keep it up there for much longer.
Ooh-gah. You can keep it in for longer.
Those things never go out. Thank you, President Obama.
Yeah. Thank you, Obama. Oh.
All right, Joe, you got to raise your game, my friend.
Mm. All righty. Next story.
Number three.
Okay. In April 2013, a New Jersey woman, a New Jersey City Council person, Kathy McBride, became the object of some dissension. According to the Trentonian, when she reported at a city council meeting that she had received an alarming call from a constituent who wanted to know what the city of Trenton was doing about an epidemic that's called the blue waffle disease.
The what?
The blue waffle disease.
I would like to know what Trenton's doing about the blue waffle disease.
Well, she was mocked for taking the issue seriously and not recognizing that she had been a parry. You know what? I just fucked this up.
Well, Joe, I guess we just burned a story.
Yeah, just burned a story.
Good thing we have extras, Joe.
Yes.
No, wait, explain what that was.
It was false, obviously,
but why?
You might as well read the story.
Yeah, I want to know why now. Now you've got
me. Way to make our show like every other show, Joe. We'll just read wacky news.
No, but I want to hear what the blue waffle disease is.
Stupid. One damn
Jim is laughing
week.
At himself like, oh,
he's,
man.
He's had this thing in the can for like 3 months. We've had this ready to go.
No. He didn't have a musician in...
He didn't have a musician in his can?
Munitions.
Do you two want to like do your own stupid separate show? You, Joe, Bobo.
Well, we just blurt out whatever is coming out of our mouths, and it's not even the right words.
Joe's knocking over shit like it's crystal in the gloomy compound.
No. Sharus is true. We blew the story.
Sharus is an idiot.
No, that's not true.
Well, in this case, he was because Joe just said it was false.
So wait, explain what blue waffle is.
The blue waffle disease hit the internet around March 2010 when an image of a scabbled blue-tinted labia was circulated along with the claim that the image was pictured a type of vaginal infection resulting from a severely transmitted disease, a condition that was supposedly common enough that it had been identified and given the slang name blue waffle disease.
Wait, back up for a second. Did you say it was severely transmitted? Is that what you said? Did you sexually transmitted? You said
sexually.
You said severely transmitted.
Does anybody have Rosetta Stone for stupid?
Well, you got to admit, I mean, if you had blue waffle disease and it was real, that would be kind of severely transmitted. You wouldn't subliminally.
Wow.
Well, now
it's like you're still hungover from the weekend.
No, it's that I worked all day talking on the phone all day.
You worked all day because you drank all weekend, Joe. Don't blame work. You work every all day before you come here. You can't drink like a young man anymore.
I can try.
You're killing all your brain cells, and they're running out of friends.
Now, wait, so it was supposed to be like what? The color of your shirt? He's wearing this cobalt
pink shirt. Do you have a
picture? Do you have... It's a picture.
Oh, Christ. It's
a highlighted Eggo.
Colored blue. Really?
Now, Joe, just so that you know, that's not what real labia look like.
Thank you for clarifying, Pip.
Yeah, I just wanted to get that in there.
If Joe would go down, they'll think he was going to get breakfast and be severely disappointed.
Are you getting Echo through the phones for me?
No.
Okay, because being in a barrel, sometimes it just sound bounces all around the thing.
Bring your own syrup. So somebody.
Joe, do you have more stories that you're not going to fuck up?
Wait. So somebody in the audience asked her what she was going to do about blue waffle disease, and she started answering.
She reported that she received an alarming call. Yeah, from constituents. They sent her. what she was going to do about blue waffle disease, and apparently she researched this as much as I did. And
that's hilarious.
Yeah, but she represents us in government. She just represents assholes.
Oh, you're killing me.
All right. Well, Joe, thanks for ruining it.
Oh, well.
That's why we have extra stories. All right, Joe. Story 3, take 2.
Excuse me.
You want to read slowly this time so you know what not to read? Poor Joe.
A 76-year-old man.
He looks at me for, like, the pause.
No, I'm going to read this like concrete.
You.
No, Ben.
You.
Imbecile. Oh, I hate me right now. I hate being me right now. Hate
you
me a say, lot.
Joe,
but
you
right
might want
to.
Wait.
More than usual, I hate being
me
right now.
No, it was
now.
Perfect.
It stinks to be me right
Joe,
now.
Joe, you have something you might want to put on your headphones. You have something that you want to say to yourself.
Special delivery.
You stink.
Oh, on ice. On ice.
On himself.
It's like you went ahead in the future and could predict that you would stink.
Wait, there was something perfect about it, though. I know you were trying to say Cronkite, but he said Kong-crate.
No, he said concrete. like it's in his mouth, and he can't enunciate.
I thought it was doing Cronkite, but making it Kong.
No.
He conged
it. That would have been funny.
It was concrete.
No, he went for concrete. He said concrete.
Oh, my God.
Joe is the anvil of the show.
Note to self, don't use this ever for an air check.
I'll tell you what, Joe, on the CD that we put together, Pip and I were talking before the show and go, wow, Joe comes across great. It's amazing that we could call over 3 years of material to find 7 tracks that make you sound really good. What if you're not even on?
That's
this
why
is the Joe we know and love. You ready, Marble Mouth?
Wow.
Trucker Tom says, concrete, stupid. Gleason says, kryptonite.
Yes, reading is his kryptonite.
But wait a minute. Well, Trucker Tom's, I don't get this. What the fuck, Joe Voss in the studio? Who's Joe Voss?
Rich
Joe,
Voss.
He's calling him, comparing him to Rich Voss.
Oh.
Rich Voss. But that's not fair because Voss is successful.
Oh, wrong.
Joe's got a better podcast.
Oh,
except
man.
For tonight. Joe, you want to try this again, story 3?
I'm scared.
I think we all are scared.
A 76-year-old man died after the ambulance stretcher he was strapped to rolled down a hill grade and overturned. The man was...
Why are you laughing?
It's funny.
It's not funny at this point.
It's not funny if it was my grandpa, but it's like kind of a funny picture.
The man was
nothing more hilarious than an ambulance overturned on the side of the road.
No,
good times, Sheila.
Just his stretcher.
The man.
Stretcher rolling down.
You're terrible. You're a terrible.
Let her laugh. I'm buying time. Keep going, sweetie.
You're rehearsing your lines.
Keep going. Yes. I'm buying time.
It's a shame you pissed off your wife. Then she would read with you otherwise.
She'd read me like I'm 5. Mommy, what's this word?
This is a dog.
It's waffle.
All right. write you.
Thank you. The man was being transported from a nursing home to a doctor's office for an appointment. The ambulance attendants left the man on the stretcher in the parking lot at the doctor's office to talk with the doctor's staff. While they were inside, the cot with the man on it rolled away and turned over, causing the man to die of blunt head trauma.
That's his story?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, the blunt head trauma made me not laugh anymore.
Really? It's the way he died that was the problem?
Yes.
If he just had a spleen crushed, it would have been hilarious.
Yes, spleens are inherently funny.
Not if it's yours. I'm going to say that's true.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's false.
You're going to say, why do you think it's false?
Just because I don't think that they would leave, although people are stupid. I don't
people
think,
leave kids in cars!
I know, but ambulance attendants, I would hope they wouldn't leave the guy out in the parking lot by
ambulance
himself.
Ambulance attendants are 17-year-old kids that don't know how to get laid in the trains of EMT, so they can hook up with other EMTs at 1 a.m. That's your ambulance attendant.
I know.
I dated one, trust me, I know. Not so high and mighty. Actually, I dated a couple of them. You'd be very, I'll tell you what, you see what's coming to get you, you're not going to get hurt.
I'm not going in that van. Ambulance,
no, you're
sure.
Not going to get sick or hurt yourself when you realize what's coming to save you some of the times.
Okay, so let's see.
This is the first time we disagree.
I know.
On this subject.
Well, now I'm feeling good about this because I see that Lisa and Sharu say true, but Trucker Tom, WWTTD, is saying false.
It is always WWTTD.
It is, so.
All right, Joe.
True.
Oh! Tom, you led me the wrong way.
Take that, you trucker man.
Take that. Slap. Slappity. Slap.
Almost because he's wrong, I feel like I should play his punishment song.
No. Why should we get punished?
I just want to play the song, and it's an excuse.
We'll get there. I'm sure we'll get there.
Wow. Tom was wrong. A swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. So I'm winning here. I got three.
Yep.
All right. Good. I feel good. Anybody tie with me?
No.
I'm going to get our best of CD.
Okay.
All right. Joe, you want to take another drink before you butcher this story?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Sure. I want you to be lubricated before you fuck this up.
Yes.
We got two more stories.
Yeah. I'm trying to keep track of my scores here because I kind of screwed up my board here.
I got three. You got two.
Yeah.
I think Tom's got two.
Tom has two.
I don't know what the
and,
girls have.
And let's see. Lisa has one, two. And Sharu was a late entry, so she's got one.
Okay. All right, Joe.
A woman takes her first child to a hospital for a routine checkup. The nurse consults her records and notices the child's name is Ureen. That's a very unusual name.
Was it a black child?
Oh.
Ureen, get your ass over here. And put your diaper on, Ureen. You're getting you all over the place. Ureen.
Well, the person reading the record felt the same way. It was interesting. So the
that was interesting.
Person reading the record said, "That's a very unusual name." She commented politely, "Is it a family name?" The woman,
they
the
come
mother,
from a family of Ureen.
Yeah,
they were pissed. what are you gonna do?
Okay, the woman, and I'm in no position to comment.
No, you can't even say that without screwing it up.
The woman explains that Ureen was very sick after she was born and had to stay in intensive care for several weeks. Too distressed.
Does she have a urinary tract infection?
Maybe. So child had to stay in the intensive care unit for several weeks. Too distressed, the mother had not yet chosen a name for her daughter, but the nurses promised they would pray for her. So one day, the mother returns from the bathroom to find a note written on the daughter's incubator that said, "Please save Ureen." Touched by this display of support, the mother knew that they had chosen a name for her daughter.
Oh, no!
Nah, that's false.
I say that's false.
That's they were African-American, though, weren't they?
You would think for the name of like Ureen.
It doesn't say.
There's no picture of Ureen?
No.
And her sister, Velveeta? No.
Because you're not making that. Good, people come up with very creative names.
Trucker Tom says, "Tell your sister Fee Cal to get in here."
Attaboy, Tom. Attaboy. You saved yourself some punishment.
Oh, you sure did.
Fee Cal.
Fee Cal. Okay, hang on a second. And
we have a Fee Cal matter to discuss.
Okay.
Family meeting.
We have our voters.
Okay. That is true.
No!
That's true.
Wow.
Where did this happen? What city?
That's
it's got to be a city.
Probably like Cleveland or Newark or where do you know what happened in the Hamptons? Where do you think it probably happened?
I don't know. I thought it'd be in the story, you asshole.
No, it didn't even put it in the story.
So wait, so that Sharu and Tom got that right. So now the scores are Davin and Tom with 3 each and everyone else 2 each.
All right, here's the last one. For no prizes.
For nothing.
For nothing. You get nothing and you like it.
Excuse me.
Why not, Joe? Add that into all the you put it to the microphone tonight.
Lisa says, oh my God, Alabama.
Could be.
It could be.
Could be.
If you had to, if you have to go to the hospital, do not go in July, as a good portion of the staff.
Okay, Joe.
Do not go in July. As a good portion of the staff at teaching hospitals are new on the job. And the adjusted mortality rate rises 4% every July and August as well, which is due to the influx of new interns, residents, and doctors.
Wow.
What are you saying, Helix?
I'm saying true.
Yeah, I'm saying true. I think I've heard that somewhere before.
Really?
Yeah, it might have been Scrubs, but I think I heard that somewhere.
You know what? But there are stranger things that happen because they do notice fluctuations in hospital. I mean, like, literally.
Yeah, but now you're agreeing, and that scares me.
I know, but literally
I'm
there is.
I'm just saying you want to know who dies.
No, they do keep track of mortality rates and everything, like hours that you should go in and not go in. You know, you want to push off that heart attack if you can.
Yeah.
Okay, so Lisa, Sharu, you and, all right, Davin, are all saying true. And Tom's the only dissenter saying false.
WWTTD.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm worried now. So what is it?
Don't roll that truck in August or July, my friend. That is true.
Oh!
So I won!
Whoa, you did! You won! Wow!
Tops.
Okay,
right,
so
I get nothing, and I like it.
So Davin got 4. Tom came in with 3, and then everybody else caught up to him. So you won with 4, and everybody else had 3.
So the question now becomes: since Trucker Tom wins all these things,
yeah,
and he lost, and I haven't debuted the
shocking.
I haven't debuted the new Trucker Tom punishment music.
I think it's time.
Yeah, all right, let me try to find this.
Sorry, you didn't win.
So we might have. I got to try to find this because
this is what you get, Tom.
This might be the worst of them all. Just bear with me, Phil.
What, you know,
Joe,
what?
If you could mumble through a sentence now.
they say that it's true that during full moons that ERs are fuller of all kinds of events.
Here it is.
Really?
This is the long
people get nuts.
I'm going to let this play all the way through. Because I don't think we're ever going to get, unless Thomas does something really egregious, we're never going to get 3 minutes and 8 seconds of this.
Oh, he's being all brave. Go for it. I couldn't care less, he says.
Tom, we ain't talking convoy, my friend. We're not talking convoy.
This is for you.
I would have lost my mind. But now I sing.
Before we continue, now I know Pip knows who it is.
Oh.
Does anybody else know who this is?
I have no clue.
Anybody there know who it is?
They're just all stunned.
Should I clue in everybody?
Yes.
All right. This is Reverend Al Sharpton singing.
Oh.
Enjoy.
Oh.
It's like when Fat Albert used to sing up in the Fat Albert.
Thank you.
man. I'm a man.
I'm so much better.
A living section. Somebody's tipping over pots and pans.
It's Beavis breaking something.
You were there for me. I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better.
Slow down.
there we go. The customized Trucker Tom punishment. I think that might be worse than Avalos.
You know what?
That is terrible.
I don't know. I like this tune.
You know what? Lisa was laughing her ass off, and so is Tom. And Cheryl was saying, oh, my ears! My ears!
Oh, how could you not like that song? It rules.
There's actually somebody who could sing pretty well in there.
Never would have made it.
But then Reverend Al chimed
in. I never would have made it!
Never! They were all against me.
I was the worst! Wait, what?
Well, because, you know, originally Tom had said he doesn't like, you know, Convoy, but then he said, I really don't mind it that much. I said, all right, I'll go to work. I did this on our break. This is when Tom misbehaves. Not that Tom misbehaved tonight.
No. He initially said pretty weak punishment song, but they said, actually, it's pretty damn funny. I'm laughing my ass off over here. That was really actually pretty funny.
That is not weak. That is torturous.
I think it's really good. I like it, too.
I think that when Cheru is bad, you have to play this because she was the only one that was in. She's like, right. She's saying, oh, the pain!
So what's worse, this or Avalos?
Oh, the Avalos.
Really?
Oh, so much worse.
Octomom's Kids or Avalos?
Octomom's Kids.
Octomom's Kids is
that's
worse.
That's even worse, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, children singing out of tune, unless they're your own children, is just pain.
So you guys really don't mind this Al Sharpton?
No. It's just something that he's just such an asshole, and it's not like the biggest asshole-y thing he did.
Yeah,
You know, he's done much more.
Well, Tawana Brawley couldn't sing duet, Joe. I'm sorry.
Now that
would have been
that would have brought the pain. Yeah, no.
I lied. No, you didn't.
And she'd be singing off-key. I lied.
No, you didn't.
I want to tell the truth.
You ask me before you do.
Yeah, like you're singing better than Sharpton.
Yeah.
I think that song is dreadful. And the fact that it's Reverend Al.
Well, there's somebody who can actually sing, you know, in the background, besides somebody breaking plates and things in the background.
But the rhythm section will stink a room.
Oh,
holy
man.
Smokes.
Pain.
There we go. The Trucker Tom.
Well, you know what? I think that we really do have to play the children singing for Trucker Tom to hurt him, because this one actually made him laugh.
What, you guys want to hear the Octomom song?
No, not now.
We tortured people enough.
Ears have bled.
Ears have bled.
And
have died. Shopped in a song.
That was dreadful.
Oh, boy. Tom says, you want to torture me? Have Joe find that chick that butchered Ace of Base. I saw the sign. You should know which one I mean.
Oh, I saw the sign.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Was that at the compound or something?
It was a lot. This girl came in, I think, during NEW. NEW K Rock, and was singing karaoke or something like that they had going on, and she was singing that Ace of Base song. And she's, oh, I saw the songs. And that's, boy, that song is torture.
Oh,
I like the song. I like the original.
Well, yeah, original's
okay.
Good. This is far from it.
And it's a punishment song.
Yeah.
Listen, you guys can submit punishment songs. It doesn't have to be just me. The fans can submit punishment songs. You can send them to us.
Send us your ideas.
Yeah. I mean, I just know that nobody could possibly like Reverend Al, so I figured, you know what?
You know what, though? I think that there's kind of an us-against-them mentality in the chat, because they all get punished at the same time. I don't think they're going to be very helpful here. At least not helpful with the real pain.
Listen, Avalos is only a finger touch away.
Oh, wow. Joe, we best be good.
Yes.
Yeah. It's her birthday today.
You know, a lot of people
really?
Say that.
It's Juliana. Happy birthday, Juliana.
A lot of people would like to
how
say.
How old does she claim to be?
She's in her early 30s. I don't know. I'm
a sure. lot of people
sure
would like.
A lot of people sent her gifts.
A lot of people would like to be able to say she's only a finger touch away.
She has her fans. Just recently, a couple days ago, got an email from another guy who wanted to know about her and everything. But this guy was actually kind of on the ball. He figured out a lot of things himself that some people don't need that I have to tell them about.
Yes.
Her. He kind of figured out these things on his own. So this guy's kind of on the ball, kind of interesting.
Cool.
Conversation I had with him. But yeah, that's her birthday. So happy birthday, Yuli. You've given so much to the show.
Yes, most
has. Yes. Thank you.
What if the lawyer got her a gift?
Sure. You know what cracks me up is she still puts up the thing, like, she'll still put it on her page, like, that she's suing them for $1.5 billion, even though
she does?
Yeah, all the time, even though she's not in the lawsuit anymore.
That's hilarious.
That's her. All right.
That's like me pushing McClinton gigs.
Well, we played Empty Silhouettes, McClinton on the break, Joe.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I never heard the song.
Well, you won't.
That's
play.
Usually what the T-shirt looks like.
Sure.
We still play Bagdaddios every once in a while, too.
Yeah, right. Well, you know what? Not every neighbor is a good neighbor.
No.
You know, sometimes you go to a bad party, sometimes you have a bad neighbor. Sometimes you get so pissed off at your neighbors that when they're out of town, you demolish their mobile home where they live. This happened in Florida, of course.
Incredible.
She had the bulldozer knock over the property.
How do you get this done?
Yeah, I guess you say it's yours, or you have an uncle or a cousin that owns a bulldozer.
Yeah, I
mean, you need to have a bulldozer somewhat handy.
Yeah, number one on the checklist.
Step one, bulldozer.
Bulldozer, yeah.
I mean, you need to know somebody who can make this little dream happen.
Oh, we'll pick one of those up at Walmart. Okay, next.
Because you think most, bulldozer operators would ask for papers?
You'd hope?
You need a shifty bulldozer operator.
See what you did there.
What did I do there?
Shifty. Stick shift.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm out of the barrel now.
Yeah.
Come on in, Pip. Your
Thank
turn.
You. Okay, I'll take that spot. You get out now.
Out.
Well, you know, I just started. I mean, I know people who hate their neighbors, and I can imagine, you know, because there becomes such a level of the Hatfields and McCoys right across that little fence, or maybe because the fence is on the wrong line or something, that's the problem that they're having with each other. But knocking the whole house down.
Here's what confused me.
Takes it to another level.
She said she felt her neighbors were unsavory. I would argue, if you're in a trailer park, everybody's unsavory. Including you.
Yeah.
You don't get a lot of savory in the trailer park.
Well, it depends on the trailer park.
Unless
to be
it's a FEMA trailer park and a hurricane whisked on through.
There are actually some nice trailer parks. I've been there.
I'm sure you have.
I have.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
I know. I'm not doing much for my reputation right now, but I've been to nice ones. But there are ones. There's one in Lodi, New Jersey. It's right off the highway. That is the scariest place I've been in my whole life.
Really?
My
wow.
friend and I decided that we were going to just like, oh, let's go just so see what it looks like. Oh, my God. First of all, these trailers are packed like you couldn't stick a matchbook between the trailers. They're
all
so
right.
close together.
And those are
yeah.
big walls.
Yeah.
You can fuck your neighbor.
Practically. If you have a big enough hole in the wall, you probably could.
Well, if she's a big enough hole, you can. Thank you.
You know what? Welcome to the barrel, Devin.
Yeah, really.
I won't be here long. You guys are still on mic.
I know.
We have apple pie for you.
Yeah. But what was really
was eating it. Well, I'm glad it went to use.
Yes.
Happy.
All these people.
Joe, will I be getting a watch when I leave the barrel?
Is that your consolation prize?
Everybody gets a consolation prize for knowing Joe Curry.
Wait. Where's my damn watch?
You still know him.
What, oh, that's
when
true.
When he finally leaves us,
we'll
get watches.
All right.
It's like we're retiring.
Yeah. Wait a minute, but you're the one leaving, and you give other people the watch.
So you can mark the time when life got better.
Wow. Now all these people were sitting around. Like, it was summertime, but they're sitting around on the outside of their little stoops watching the cars we drove by. We're like, oh, my God.
You're in another world.
Yeah. And like
it's like
another world.
Yeah, but it was just like, you know, like, just all of them were run down, and there's like hubcaps as decoration on the outside of some of them. I swear it was just the craftiest place I've ever been.
Well, like when you go to your trailer parks, that's where your plastic pink flamingos might live.
Right.
But you know what? I can see the sense of humor in that.
Of course you can.
If I lived in a trailer park, I'd have to put pink flamingos out because...
Like you don't have them in the hoard somewhere.
I do.
Of course you do. Like they're not in the corner of the dining room.
Actually, and I also have some pretty cool black flamingos with skeletons that I put out on Halloween.
That's cool.
I know, they're fun.
That's got a nice sense of humor.
Yeah, I like that.
Pink ones.
There was a trailer park on Long Island. There's several of them. I had, when I was in the fence business, had to deliver a doghouse to one of them.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I dropped the doghouse off, and he goes, "How much I owe you?" He goes, $50. And the guy looks at me, and goes, "Are you bonded?" I go, "Excuse me, you bonded? I'm giving you $50." I go, $50? I couldn't get over the bridge with $50. Are you kidding me?
Are you bonded like you're going to steal it?
No wonder you live here. You're an asshole.
Are you bonded for $50?
Bonded for $50. Really?
An idiot.
Maybe you're Paul bonded.
Yeah, but...
I was here. Figured might as well shoot for it. I'm already in the barrel.
Brother. Yeah.
How's the echo on your side?
What?
How's the echo on your side?
It's fine. I don't mind it. I'm fine. I won't be here long. Joe'll stumble. You'll say something stupid. It's just a matter.
It's inevitable.
Exactly.
Just another show.
Yeah. I mean, listen. We got another hour and 15 minutes. There's no way that within the next 15 or 20, one of you idiots isn't going to say something stupid to put yourselves back in there.
Could be.
Absolutely.
Unless, like, we shut off your mics.
Yeah. You know what? That's the only saving grace is that's possible.
It most certainly is. All right. I had a neighbor, like, upstairs. We didn't really hate them. But, like, you would hear them running across. You'd hear the cats. You'd always hear them. And that drives you nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't bulldoze their house. Or, well, I couldn't. It was an apartment building. Have to bulldoze my own house at the same time. But, I mean, have you ever had a neighbor where you just hated them that much?
Oh, God.
All right, Joe. You go.
Oh, there was this guy that moved next door. I had a friend of mine. I'd known them ever since I moved there. And they were there for years and years and years. And they finally moved out. They sold to this family. And these guys had kids that just ran all over. They would run all over my lawn. So I would put a fence up,
yeah,
you know, just to keep them out. I go, "Oh, what the kids are a problem?" I go, "Well, they're running all over my lawn, and you don't seem to care."
Yeah.
You know, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry," stuff like that. So one time they were making racket with their – they had a dog that would just bark nonstop. Right? And it's – There was one day we had the windows on, and the dog would not shut up. And I just thought, I go, "Can you shut that damn dog up?" And the woman goes, "Well, you don't like the sound of the dog." And then Joanne goes, "Well, the fucking dog won't shut his mouth."
And the guy, team effort.
And the guy, wow. the guy goes, "Oh, Joanne, I've seen you in church." I'm like, "This is ridiculous."
I've seen you in
what
church.
What does seeing Joanne in church have to do with yelling at about a dog?
She, because Joanne flipped the wheels and yelled and cursed.
Yeah,
and it
good.
Wasn't directed at me for once.
Well, that's understandable.
So,
no, it was directed at you. You just pivoted her and faced it out the window.
So every time there was a problem, the guy would come to my door and have his baby, like holding his baby.
Yeah.
Like he was trying to pull something and that I wouldn't
what do you
get
mean
upset.
Trying to pull something?
That because he was always up to no good. He was an asshole and he would hold his little baby. So, and he was throwing grass on my lawn.
What?
And he was just an asshole.
God.
And then he would like hold his little baby. So I wouldn't yell at him or anything like that.
Because that's just like protection. He was holding up the child as a shield.
Yes.
Human shield.
Yes.
Freaking, he's a member of ISIS or something, you know, hiding behind things. So when he moved, I was overjoyed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ever, anybody ever retaliate against a neighbor?
I know rotten things that my friend and I did when we were kids. There were these two old ladies that lived next to my best friend.
I thought you were going
to
say old labias.
They were blue, Joe.
I'm awfully.
Am I out yet?
You went up a couple of notches on the ladder.
Okay, you're peeking your head over the rim. Well, look at that. That's baby.
You worked,
damn it.
You worked yourself up three rungs. On
yeah,
it.
Not bad. I'll take it.
These two old ladies live right next door to my friend, and we used to play kickball mm-hmm. in her backyard after school.
Right. Your friend's backyard.
Yeah. And my friend, and sometimes the ball would go over into our yard.
Because you're a good kicker.
Well, you know, and we had a little space to play in. So we
that
used to, like,
ball to kick.
They were at work. Mm-hmm. So we would hop the fence, go across the grass, grab the ball back, and go back and start playing again.
Neighbors don't play that shit.
Somehow they knew that we had been in their yard. And we didn't disrupt anything. We just went on the grass, grabbed the ball, and went back. I don't know. And this was way years and years ago before surveillance cameras or anything like that.
Back when you could steal a kid and not get caught.
Right.
I don't know how they knew that we'd been there. So my friend lived upstairs from her landlady. Mm. And the neighbors, we used to call them the crabs, these nasty old ladies. The crabs went over and told her landlady, kids came into our yard. And so we got yelled at. You're not allowed in the yard to go get your ball. And we're like, but then the game's over and we have to wait for hours for them to come back from work. And they're like, too bad. It's their yard. You're not supposed to be in it. So if the ball went in just a little bit, we'd like lean over the fence with a rake and try to like rake it back to us and get it any old way, you know? But it's like, we're like, how do they even know we're in there? We're not doing it. Like, are they counting the leaves on the ground? Like, how do they know?
Well, Lisa gets pissed off when the neighbor's dog craps on the front yard.
Oh, yeah, that's obnoxious.
Well, it should.
Fling it back.
Well, if they're leaving it there, that's really friggin' obnoxious. But so what we did, over the years, they would do nasty things.
What are you, 19, still playing kickball in the backyard?
No.
Over the years?
No, we were 10.
Oh, okay.
And so there were, so a couple times.
36. Pip is still kicking the damn
I'm still
ball.
Playing kickball over that in the backyard.
I'll show you. You'll die sometime.
Eventually.
Now you can do about it now, Nana.
Then we were rotten kids. But we kicked the ball into the yard, and it was too far to go get it. So we had to wait for them to come home from work. They didn't give it back to us. They slashed it.
Oh, that's
kind of
rude.
No, they did it to than two balls. We were like, we can't leave it over there if it goes into the yard. They slashed it on us and like dropped it on the ground in front of the house.
Really?
We're like, oh man, it's war. So,
oh yeah, but game on now.
Game on.
Game on, girls.
You know? So we made it our business to torment them. And we did stupid things like their dog was named Bo. They had this little poodle that used to walk. And because we were miserable kids, we'd be outside at night and we used to chant, cut Bo to ribbons, cut Bo to ribbons. And they'd just be like, oh, these miserable kids. But the worst thing that we did was...
Oh, we could see where the humor evolved.
We were like 14 and we were sitting outside and it's dark. And they had copiously raked up all their leaves all day.
Mm-hmm.
And they left them out in bags in front of the house. So we stole their bags of leaves. And some of them we threw in the dumpster of the apartment building behind my friend's house. But a few of them we whipped up into the eaves of their roof so that they would never see them. So they were kind of in a corner where you couldn't see it from the from the ground. But I guess if you looked out of one of the dormer windows, you'd look out and go, ah! And see the bags of leaves. So we whipped them up there and they came out. That evening, like they had them lined up by the garage, rather, and they were going to put them out by the street.
Yeah.
And they came out and they were gone. So they took their flashlights and they started looking all over the place for them. We were still outside going, shh. But then they started coming over and looking on my friend's property. So we didn't have any place we could go. We dove into the bushes to get away so that they wouldn't catch us because we knew they'd get us dead to rights. What'd you do? So I landed upside down with this branch up my back and the top of my sneaker is just sticking above the bush line. I was so sure that they were going to catch us. I'm like, ow.
You little rascals.
I know, they didn't catch us, but they were looking all over all night. Where did they put them?
Bag of leaves.
Yeah. Like several bags of leaves.
I can't imagine looking for a bag of leaves.
Well, if you're these old biddies, it's probably prime directive number one.
I guess, but bag of leaves are
I can't, you know what, it's like, there's people, I don't know, like the neighbor across the street, I'm not friendly to her, and I could see, you know, now, because when she first moved in, she introduced myself, I'm like, hey, how you doing? And how long have you been? I've been here long enough. Scram.
So, long
but,
enough.
But it's like, you know, I see the way she talks to her husband and stuff like that. I'm like, thank God I gave her the cold shoulder, because I wouldn't want to be dealing with her or waving or talking with her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but you wouldn't have her bulldozed.
No, I wouldn't have
her. Yeah, really. I mean, giving somebody the cold shoulder, throwing leaves up on the roof hardly means knocking down their house.
Yeah, but you caused a fire hazard.
Yeah, but we did see them up on a ladder, pulled them down off the roof later the next day. They finally found them.
Caused a fire hazard. You broke the fire code.
Who's looking for bags of leaves? I don't understand.
Crazy old
women.
They
came out to pull them to the curb, and they're like, but we just left them.
Major Nelson,
they spent all day raking them, and the bags are gone.
What you really should have done.
Yeah.
You should have opened up the leaves and put them back in the yard. That's what you should have done.
There you go.
There's the gag.
There's the gag.
That would have been hilarious.
Stupid.
I mean, yeah, they're disappeared. Okay, I didn't want that.
I wish we had a time machine that we could go into the three of us
and help
just go back and.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I hate that DPW. I take out my trash every week and they take it away. Where are they taking it?
I must know. Where does it go?
Who cares about a bag of leaves? You empty that shit out.
Yeah, but you'd be pissed if your trash was on your roof.
Then you get other people's leaves and you pour that shit there too. So there's more leaves than when they started.
No,
that's a gag.
We knew they'd be back out. We didn't have time, or we didn't think we did. We took it one bag at a time. It was pretty easy to hoist them up on
the
roof,
they don't, they don't hear the leaves falling on the roof?
I guess not.
Maybe they thought it was
Santa Claus. Flump, flump.
Some shitty gifts.
Oh, Sharu says, yeah, I know, but it was fun watching them look until they came into our yard.
I guess you knew what type of morons you were dealing with.
Yes, we did.
All right, well, there you go.
Just like our fans.
I was 14. We thought it was hilarious.
You were 14 and that's the best you came up with? I
yeah.
I thought you were still
10. No,
God,
no.
You sucked. You were so lame.
Yes, we were.
Now I know. Now your blog makes sense.
Well, oh, yeah, I was lame.
Wait, you got bullied. Now I understand.
What, because I didn't rip all the crabs bad enough? That's
no, because
why I got
you
beat
wanted
up?
With all every ounce of hate in your body, you wanted to punish these old ladies, and the best you could come up with was throwing the bag leaves on the roof.
Oh, no. I didn't want to get in trouble. I didn't want to get caught. If I went with every ounce of hate in my body, I would have burnt the friggin' house down.
You know what the best retaliation thing is?
Good living.
Wait. Oh.
The flaming, when you set a bag of shit on fire and leave it on somebody's porch, whoever, the first person that ever devised that should have got the Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, if you listen to my joke, that was done during Jesus' time.
Yeah.
I talked about that in my
That's true.
It's very historical. So that must be. When it started.
You said historical.
Historical.
Okay.
What do you think I said?
But hysterical. Kidding.
Well, Joe, well, let me make room. It's been a couple of minutes. Look at that. What was that, like 8 minutes, 10 minutes till Joe got back?
Yeah.
You missed it, didn't you, Mr. Blue Waffle?
Mr. Blue Waffle.
Mr. Blue Waffle.
Mr. Blue Waffle.
You know, since it's about labia, that's really a harsh title.
I should have nothing to say after that segment. Wow.
We were hoping.
Oh, boy. E-bay.
Right. Well, I just think it's like I've never hated anybody that much to like destroy their house or property. You know, you do the ring and run.
Well, and you're busting my balls for throwing leaves on their roof.
But then you just did ring and run to everybody.
But here's the deal about doing something like that.
Yeah.
You do something like that, you might look like this. You know, the suspect. Where are you going to go? You live next door.
Yeah. Yeah. Really.
Where do you run?
Where do you go?
Again, if there's a chance of trouble, go all in. Release the leaves.
Yeah.
Release the Kraken!
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to get in trouble, release the leaves.
You know what? We didn't think it through. We weren't, like, sitting and
dumb.
Plotting. No!
Because you're dumb.
It was like a crime of opportunity.
Stupid kids.
Yeah, we saw those bags and we're like...
4 years later, they're still pissed off about the stupid kickball. This is what Teen Pimpy looks like.
I know.
Really?
I know. They were not nice.
Well, maybe they realized you were a loser.
When I was 10, I was done at 10. I'd reached my true potential, and it was downhill from there.
Maybe. She's never going to be nothing. Look at the way she tries to kick a ball.
I know.
Take this ball away. She's wasting time.
Look at that. You kick like a girl.
You call that a kickball shot?
No. It's
You're not even going to reach first base with that type of kick. Speaking of, I think our game is starting in 15 minutes.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we got a late start. All right. Not our show, Joe.
I understand that.
Oh, softball.
Okay. No, I'm looking at the time.
There actually was a thought of me that said, well, you know, we can just end the show early tonight, 8, and I'll play. But I'm like, yeah, I won't do that. But if we make it to the championship series, we might be missing a Tuesday.
Ah, right.
Just saying. Unless you guys want to do it. You guys can do the show.
And we look at each other in horror.
Yeah, Joe will try to read. That'll fill an hour.
More than that.
All right. We'll come back with some scammery stuff.
Yay!
Unique and different by incorporating guest past and present experiences, The Kerry Edelman Show interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, and writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out our show live Monday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To listen live or check out past shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/Kerry Edelman. The Watson & Watson Show was born from a labor of love, or should we say constant disagreement. Judy and Johnny Watson, a.k.a. mother and son, are constantly battling each other on different issues of life, from politics to sports to proper parenting, or in Italian family terms, discussing passionately about it. If you like a radio show that is entertaining, funny, passionate, and you can have basically the whole family enjoy it, tune on in. You won't be disappointed. If anything, after listening to these two, you'll realize your family isn't that bad after all. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WatsonandWatson.com.